Cello. Dynamite greeting card company, J.J. Evans, resident president speaking. Yeah, we're the company that makes the black greeting cards. Yeah, you want a dozen Washington birthday card? Is that George or Booker T? Okay, you'll have them tomorrow. Bye. Well, Damon, we just got another order.
Hey, that's great, J.J., man. We really cooking, huh?
J.J., you should have been at your rib delivery job a long time ago. You want a lift? I'm going to show our line to Sears discount stores.
No, I got a rendezvous with a couple of our crack writers.
Then I'll check you later.
Hey, look here, crack writer. Michael, how you coming along with that black sympathy card?
Everything's coming along great, J.J. On the outside, the card's going to say, expressing our sympathy on the loss of your Cadillac. And on the inside, it's going to go like this. Hot dog, you had a hog. Your fortunes were really blessed. We just hope that you can cope since it's just been repossessed.
A couple more like that, Michael, and I'll be able to quickly repay the money I got to get this business going. Thelma, how you coming along on that St. Patrick's Day card?
Oh, I only wrote one little verse.
Well, let's hear it, my little leprechaun.
Hello, St. Patrick. A big welcome back. It's a good thing you're Irish instead of black. Wait, now, because people would stare wherever you'd go and say, who's the dude with the green afro?
Dumb, forget St. Patrick's Day. Cello. Dynamite greeting card company, J.J. Evans, resident president speaking. Oh, hello, Mr. Jason. Oh, yeah, I know I'm more than an hour late, but I'm on my way. Yeah, you say you up to your what and orders of ribs to go? Well, why don't you get Ferguson's funeral home to deliver them? Yeah, they're used to delivering cold ribs. Just jiving. Yeah, I'm on my way. Okay, bye. Well, I got to keep on keeping on, y'all. Get off to work here.
Okay.
All right,
I don't know what's happening. What? Looky, looky at this little brown cookie.
I'm looking for Mr. James Evans, Jr.
Well, look no further. I am James Evans, Jr., known far and wide as the Beige Rage.
Karen Casey, I'm an accountant. A minority business office asked me to come over and help you set up your books.
Oh, yeah, we've been expecting you. But when they said an accountant, I thought you'd be a bald-head, shriveled-up old man with glasses.
Well, Damon, you go to your accountant, and I will go to mine.
The Dynamite Greeting Card Company has three partners, Miss Casey. I'm Damon Stevenson, the super printer. Curtis Norton is our super salesman. And the artwork is handled by J.J., the super weird.
Enough of the small chit-chat. Why don't me and you go down here with the books and discuss the, figures? Preferably, we can, start with yours.
You just give me the books and I'll do it all myself.
Well, our ledger and financial data is right there.
Thank you, Mr. Evans.
Uh-huh. Well, it's time for me to get to the job that pays the rent around here. I'll talk to y'all later on.
All right, see you later, JJ.
Ooh, kids, I'm so glad you're all here. I want to read to you the Mother's Day card I wrote.
I'm a mom, late for work.
Oh, but this will only take a minute, and it's going to sell millions. It's so original. On the outside, it says, Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Oh, that's original.
And then you open it up, and it says, to a dear, sweet, wonderful mother who nursed me and birthed me when I was a baby.
That's great, Ma.
Who, as my first birthday passed, kept me dry and fondled me with love.
Oh,
who, after I was two, patiently taught me to talk, walk, and feed myself.
Oh,
and who, when I reached the tender age of three...
Oh, Ma, hold it.
But I'm not finished.
finished.
Ma, that makes Root sound like a bicentennial minute.
I guess it is a little long.
Ba, don't worry, the thought is there.
Thank you. We can always edit it.
Hey, Ma, you gotta poetize it. Get it down to something like this. As a child, I was glad I had a mother like you who saw me through all the changes I put her through. But as I'm older, I'm luckier still that when you were younger, they didn't have the pill.
That's not what I was thinking.
Well, Mom, we'll talk about that later. I gotta get off to work. Bye.
Hold it. The girls in the boutique want to order 42 more of those goodbye tacky turkey calls.
That's
great, Willona.
Ooh, whoever wrote that is going to have a nice royalty.
I certainly will.
Okay, how did you guys go?
On the outside, it says goodbye. On the inside, it says, you told me that I was the only woman in your life. Then I found out you had a wife. Now, I didn't yell and do none of that mess. I just gave a mugger your name and address.
Cello, JJ. Oh, hello there, Mr. Jason. Yeah. Well, I know I'm not at the rib joint. Well, I'm not there because I'm here. But I'm on my way. I'm on my. What? Handing my cow? But wait a minute. I'm fired? But wait a minute. I did. Hello? How you like that? I just got canned.
Oh, JJ, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, JJ, that's terrible.
Well, come on, son, don't worry about it. You'll more than make up for it with these greeting cards.
Nah, Ma, we can't afford to take any money out of the business yet. The family needed that job.
We'll manage. Now, this is the first chance you've had to make good money with your aunt. This isn't just a hustle or a pipe dream. It's something you can be proud of.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Ma. Well, I'll have plenty of time to work at it now. Thanks, Ma.
Hello, everybody!
Look who's here, the soul version of the Goodyear blimp.
What do you want, Bookman?
I just thought I'd drop by to throw the kids some business, Miss Evans.
What did you have in mind for cards, Bookman? Sorry to hear about your fat.
Very amusing. You know, I felt I was losing touch with my tenants. So I decided to close the humanity gap.
Honey, you could close the gap in the Grand Canyon by sitting on it.
That's a cold shot, Miss Woods.
I'm hip, hippo.
However, I had in mind a card printed with this warm sentiment. It's from me to you, and it's fact, not fiction. My very best wishes for a happy eviction. Look, JJ, give me a break on this, man. We old friends, you know, give me a good...
Hey, Bookman, man, isn't that your car down there they're towing away?
I ain't got no car.
Well, it must be my mistake. It must be Mrs. Bookman they're towing away.
Now, if I hurry, I can hit you right on Miss Bookman.
Yeah, Ma, I have to leave, too. I'm going to the library to do some research on black holidays.
Okay. Yeah, and I gotta go cook dinner.
You're cooking? I better do some research on food poisoning then.
Mr. Evans.
Yes, my sweet.
Mr. Evans, have you given me all of your assets?
What you see is what I got.
Excuse me, is this the Dynamite Greeting Card Company?
Yeah, that's us. What can we do for you?
I'm Robert Lawrence out of Woodruff, Clay, and Jacoby.
Oh, I'm James Evans Jr. out of Poverty, Hunger, and Pain.
We're an advertising agency, Mr. Evans. We offer free consultation to minority businesses to help them compete in the marketplace.
Oh, that's great. Well, over there's my partner, Damon Stevenson. And this is my mother, Florida Evans. Now then, when are we going to get on with doing them TV commercials?
Oh, well, I doubt that this business is quite ready for TV commercials.
But of course they're ready. We even got a slogan. For a message with soul that says it right, send a card from Dynamite.
Well, I'm afraid there's more to TV advertising than slogans. Here, if you'll just fill out this marketing questionnaire, it'll help us determine your advertising needs. I'll pick it up in a couple of days. In the meanwhile, may I take a few of your cards back to the agency?
Yeah, sure.
As we say in the advertising business, we'll run it up the flagpole and see if anybody salutes.
Well, as we say in our advertising business, let's feed it to the duck and see if it quacks.
You say that? See you in a couple of days.
Ma, how you come along with that Mother's Day card?
Oh, I was just working on it. See how this sounds. I could take you to a movie. I could take you to a drama. But I'd rather take this time to say, hello there, Mama.
Well, Ma, you're a regular Gwendolyn Brooks.
Oh, thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Damon.
Hey, JJ.
Hi there, Carl.
Florida. Well, now, being an investor in this concern, I thought I'd stop by to see how my money is doing.
It's doing great, Carl, just great. I mean, business is a little slow now, but, you know, we be picking up, picking up.
That's right, JJ, give it time.
JJ, Damon, hey, everybody, we're gonna be rich. I just made the biggest sale since the Indians sold Manhattan.
Don't tell me you sold our company for some jive beads.
No, I just left the buyers at Sid's discount stores, and he wants our cards. Not just for the ghetto stores, not just for their Chicago stores, but for all the stores in Illinois.
Whoa! And look out!
Here is his order for 10,000 greeting cards.
Ooh, 10,000! Look out, brother!
JJ! You did it!
Excuse me. Excuse me. But as your accountant, I better tell you. You have to buy a lot of paper and ink to print up 10,000 cards.
So, we'll buy it.
It means you'll have to spend at least $2,000.
So we'll spend it.
Not when all you have in the bank is $68.13.
So we'll lose the business.
$68.13?
JJ, what are you gonna do?
Hey, we still got time to figure something out. I mean, the contract says we don't have to deliver for 30 days.
JJ, why don't you do like I did? Go to a bank. I went to a bank once and got a loan. I admit it's tough, but it's not impossible.
Carl is right, JJ.
Well, okay, but suppose I go to the bank, try to get a loan, and they don't give it to me.
There's always the SBA, the Small Business Administration. It lends money to small businesses.
Well, I know one thing for sure. If we don't get the money from the SBA and we don't get the money from the bank, we'll get one thing for sure.
What's that, son?
It's from Bookman to us. And it's a fact, not fiction. My very best wishes for a happy eviction. I don't know why we're here at the SBA. We don't stand much better chance than we did at the banks.
JJ, I know it sounds silly to say cheer up after you've been turned down by four banks. But what the hell? Cheer up!
It's supposed to be an equal opportunity lender. The only opportunity your brother has walking out of a bank with any money if he walks in wearing a ski mask.
That's a lot of bull. I got money from the bank. I didn't wear a ski mask. I wore a suit, a shirt, and a tie.
Well, you'd have left with more money if you had worn a suit, a tie, and a ski mask.
JJ, that's the wrong attitude.
That's the right attitude.
Well, I'll tell you what. You keep your attitude to yourself. And while we are here, I'll do the talking.
Oh, but Carl...
No buts. I'm the one with the cash in this business, and I don't aim to lose it, so keep your mouth shut.
I'll be as quiet as a little mousy.
Gentlemen. I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but waiting is part of the game.
I'm J.J. Evans, president of Dynamite Greeting Card Company. Now I'm here...
J.J.
...to introduce my financial consultant, Carl Dixon.
How do you do? I'm Irma Austin. Sit down.
Now, Miss Austin,
that's
we...
Ms.
Ms. Austin, we are here to see...
see about some money, some dinero, some yen, some moolah, mama.
We are here to see about getting a loan.
Well, in order to qualify for an SBA loan, you must be turned down by at least two banks. Four would be better.
Well, we qualify perfectly. We've been turned down more times than the training bra on Charlie's Angels.
JJ!
Well, since 91% of all new businesses fold within the first 5 years, the banks have gotten a little cautious.
Cautious?
JJ, JJ, remember the little mousy.
How much of a loan do you need, Mr. Dixon?
$2,000. You see, we got a big order for greeting cards, but we don't have the raw stock to fill it.
Do you have any collateral? A building, equipment, a small child. That's just my little joke.
Your little joke. Well, we do have a printing press.
Yes, it's in great condition, thanks to the police.
The police?
Yeah, you see, it was seized in a numbers raid. Two brothers tried to flush it down the toilet, but what happened was that when they got it down there, it got a little heavy for the machine.
JJ, JJ, will you please be quiet? Now, here is our balance sheet.
Oh.
Profit and loss statement.
Uh-huh.
And other pertinent papers.
I see. Well, now, oh, dear, you haven't been in business very long. You don't have very much cash in the bank. Oh, it's going to be tough. But I think that due to the nature of the loan and the amount, it can be approved.
You mean we've got the loan?
Oh, I'll recommend it, yes.
When do we get the check?
Well, it takes at least 30 working days to process the loan. And then, after that, about 60 more days.
That's 90 days. We can't wait that long.
JJ, 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 please. This has to be handled with delicacy and tact. Why the hell do we have to wait so long to get it?
Because we don't have any funds.
You mean the government is broke?
No, I don't mean that. I mean that we've used up all our allotted funds for this quarter, and we won't have any more funds to loan until next quarter.
You're joking. Okaying the loan and not giving it to us for 3 months is like handing us a life raft with a hole in it.
Well, Mr. Evans, why don't you ask for an extension on your order? 90 days is nothing. Well, sometimes our loans are held up for 6 months.
No wonder so many small businesses sink. The government is firing the torpedo.
Mr. Dixon, that's the wrong attitude.
Ms. Austin, that's the right attitude.
Carl, I think we better be going here.
Well, if you get that extension, just remember, your government's behind you.
Well, I'd rather have him out in front of me where I can keep an eye on him. Come on, Carl. I told you we should have wore that ski mask.
It's been an odd day.
JJ, are you sure you want to print this novelty card Michael wrote?
Which one is it?
Dig this. I hope your marriage turns out all right, though you are black and he is white. A lot of people might not think it's wise, but I don't care. You're two great guys.
The kid's all heart.
Hey, Curtis, our super salesman.
Hey, man, did you sell Sid on the extension?
No, he wouldn't go for it, JJ. The order's been canceled.
You jiving?
No, I wish I was, man.
Wow, what are we gonna do now?
Well, guys, what this boils down to is I think we should do an unfoldo.
Do we have to?
Well, we can't get enough dough to print the big orders, and the little orders don't pay the light bills. So we sell all the equipment in here, we can repay all the money we borrowed from our friends.
I guess.
I guess you're right.
Well, dynamite greeting cards bites the dust.
JJ, did you get the extension?
Yeah, we got extended right out of the business.
I'm sorry, JJ. But even though it didn't work out, I'm proud of you.
Why? I let the whole family down.
No, you didn't. Now, the important thing is you tried. And look what you learned.
Yeah, I learned that if you're black and you can't get any green, you wind up in the red.
Hello, Mrs. Evans. JJ, the guys at the agency went over that marketing questionnaire you filled out and came up with some workable ideas.
Yeah, well, unless one of them includes life after death, you can forget them.
What do you mean?
Our greeting cards have gone to that big post office in the sky.
You're out of business?
Yeah, things didn't work out.
Oh, that's too bad. But to tell you the truth, JJ, this could be a blessing in disguise.
Well, if it is, the disguise is so good that it's fooling everybody.
I mean it. JJ, you remember those greeting cards I took back to the agency?
Yeah.
Well, I fed them to the duck, and the duck quacked. Creative people loved them. They thought the artwork was really something special.
Well, you know, what can I say?
They told me to offer the artist a job, if he ever became available.
Oh, is this artist available?
The job title is Junior Art Director. You do renderings, layouts, paste-ups, what all our art guys do when they start. But with your talent, you'd go up the ladder fast.
JJ, that's wonderful.
I don't know, Ma.
JJ, Mr. Lawrence is offering you a career. Now, working with your art is what you've always wanted, and it's where you belong.
Take the job, dummy.
Ma, I can't just leave my partners out in the cold. I mean, we launched this ship together, and we're going to deep six it as one.
Forget it, man. It's you they want.
Yeah, but wait a minute, man. We're partners. Together. The three of us.
Hey, a funny thing happened at Sears, JJ.
Yeah, I know. You didn't get the extension.
No, they offered me a job as a salesman.
Yeah, but you turned it down.
No, JJ, I took it.
Well, it's still me and Damon.
Well, JJ, until I can find a steady printing gig, I'm going to take this part-time job I just copped.
Part-time job? My cow!
Hey, man, somebody had to take the gig. It was open. Better me than a stranger. Anyway, it's time for me to split. You know how crazy Mr. Jason is about delivering his ribs on time.
I gotta be going too, JJ. Good luck on your job, man.
All right, thanks, man.
Take it easy, okay?
Okay, later on, bro. Well, Mr. Lawrence, well, you got yourself a new art director.
Junior art director.
That's today.
Be at my office at 9 a.m. sharp in the morning.
Oh, he'll be there at 8:30.
See you then, JJ. Goodbye, Mrs. Evans.
Goodbye. Oh, JJ, I'm so happy for you. And you should be happy, too.
I am, Ma. And if I were a greeting card, I would read, "The struggling and hassling have finally passed. The cute kid from the ghetto has made it at last."